Patient's name is Camila Bastard. First name, C-A-M-I-L-A. Wait, correction, C-A-M. Yes, I-L-A. Last name, B-A-S-T-A-R-D. Date of birth is 12/17/2017. Date of service is 3/4/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This four-year-old female presents to the clinic accompanied by her mom. Patient's mom stating that she's had fever, vomiting, diarrhea, chills, doesn't want to eat for the past 2 days. She did give her Tylenol at 10 a.m. this morning, but patient has been vomiting every time she puts anything in her mouth. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, exposure to secondhand smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, heart rate is 136, respiratory rate is 20, temp 101.7, O2 98, and she weighs 32 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, ill-appearing, H-E-E-N-T, her mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl. She does have bilateral tonsillar enlargement, 3+, at least, possibly 4+, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion. She does have bilateral cervical lymphadenopathy, chest S1, S2, tachycardia, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuroano times 4, gait steady. Her skin is very hot, dry, no rash, no lesion. Assessment and plan, number 1, influenza B, number 2, viral syndrome, number 3, febrile illness. Patient did have a flu swab done in the office, which did come back flu B positive. I'm going to write her a prescription of Tamiflu to take twice a day for 5 days, and also a prescription of Prilone to take twice a day for 3 days due to the tonsillar enlargement. Mom will continue to alternate Motrin and Tylenol, encourage fluids, and lots of popsicles, Jell-O, and cold foods. If she has any worsening of symptoms, mom will bring her back to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.